Noted scholar and independent presidential candidate, Dr. Cornel West, joins us to announce his vice presidential running mate. I was thinking last night about the ESPN television program, The Decision, when LeBron James announced which team he would join for the 2010-2011 season. Y'all remember that? The Decision. LeBron, at the time, was an unrestricted free agent after playing his first seven NBA seasons with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I had a nightmare last night. I ain't lying about this. I had a nightmare last night about the prolonged wait before LeBron finally told us that he was taking his talents to South Beach. ESPN got skewered in the press the following day for taking so long to tell us what we had all tuned in to hear. And so, with that, Dr. West, who have you chosen as your vice presidential running mate, and why, sir?
Oh, my dear brother, first want to begin by saluting you, to salute all those who are listening, but I am very blessed. It is my great joy to announce my dear sister. She was a great, one of the great freedom fighters of her generation, one of the great love warriors of her generation. She's a doctor. She's a professor. Most importantly, she's a lover of the people. Her name is Malina Abdullah.
Mm.
Sister Malina Abdullah.
All right.
So that's who we talking about.
We are talking about that. She will join us here a little bit later, in just a few minutes, in fact. Let me ask you, I know Malina. Many of us know Malina. If you are in L.A. or in California, if you're connected to Black Lives Matter across the country, if you read the national press, you've heard the name. Dr. Malina Abdullah. So we know her well, and now we know that Dr. West's running mate in this presidential election season and cycle is Dr. Malina Abdullah. So tell me more about why you chose Dr. Abdullah, Dr. West.
Well, my brother, you know, this campaign is very much a movement, it's a moment in the movement of a great people, though, man. And I wanted somebody whose heart, mind, and soul is committed to the empowerment of poor and working peoples of all colors, even though we always begin on the chocolate side of town, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Malina has a history of longevity, of putting her heart, mind, soul, and body in the struggle. You know, she's been to jail many times. She's hit the road many times. She's been chairman of the Department of Pan-African Studies at California State, LA, many times. She has a record of deep commitment and investment in ensuring that poor and working people are at the center of her vision. Another way of putting it, my brother, is that I wanted to run with someone who would put a smile on the face of Fannie Lou Hamer and Martin Luther King Jr.'s from the grave.
Mm.
Put a smile on their faces from the grave. Now, that's the highest standard, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a typical standard of the garden variety politicians. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Not at all. I'm talking about somebody whose spirit, somebody whose heart, somebody whose intellect, somebody whose vision has been year after year, decade after decade, committed to the empowerment of those Franz Fanon called the wretched of the earth. And that's my dear sister Malina.
I was thinking last night, of course, I had to know about this decision just a few hours in advance so I could prepare myself for this conversation today. So I've been up all night. I know Malina well, but I've been up all night reading and researching and preparing for this conversation today in this first hour. And I do have some questions of Dr. West and Dr. Malina. But I was thinking again last night, that unless I'm missing something, Doc, this would be the first all African-American ticket to run for the White House. And it certainly is the first ticket that has two brilliant academics, two PhDs. I can't imagine a smarter ticket running for the White House with two noted academics who've done quite well in their chosen fields. So that makes this uniquely different. And I look forward to the conversation for the rest of the hour with our guest, Dr. Cornel West, independent presidential candidate. And now we know his running mate is Dr. Malina Abdullah, who will join us live in studio when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
Interrogating and unpacking.
That's what we do around here.
You're listening to Tavis Smiley. Smiley. Who do you trust to get at the truth?
Tavis Smiley.
That's who. The conversation continues right now.
I'm Tavis Smiley. I'm glad to have you tuned in today. So we have delivered as promised on letting you in on the know regarding who Dr. Cornel West, independent candidate for president, has chosen as his running mate. Her name is Dr. Malina Abdullah. She joins us live in studio now. And I was just telling Malina before we came on the air live that if my recollection serves me properly, the last time I saw the two of you together, I just saw Dr. West a few days ago, for that matter, I saw you a few days ago. Mm-hmm. But the last time I saw the two of you together, we were all on stage, you, Dr. West, Chuck D, and me, at the 10th anniversary celebration of Black Lives Matter. I had no idea all those months ago that this might be in the offing. So let me start by saying congratulations, I think. this is about to be a serious journey for you, so congratulations. But just tell me, I want to give you a chance to tell the audience more about you. Before you talk about yourself, tell me why, when Dr. West, I assume, reached out to you, you accepted his entreaty.
So let me just say thank you, Tavis. During the break, I just shared that, you know, in a lot of ways, you're responsible for this. I met Dr. West for the first time when I was an undergrad at Howard. Mm-hmm. And then he came and spoke when I was chair of the Department of Pan-African Studies at Cal State LA. And we'd stayed in loose contact, but you brought us together July of 2023 for the 10-year anniversary of Black Lives Matter. And I've been keeping up with this campaign, been really, really inspired. I mean, a platform of truth, love, and justice. What kind of platform is that? How can you not get behind that platform? And then, of course, I regard him, and many of us regard him, as one of the most brilliant people to ever walk this earth. And so I've been following him and had been really enthusiastic about his candidacy and just was excited to be able to share space with him, to be inspired by him, to sit in his wisdom, and was not expecting the phone call that I got last week at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the furthest thing from my mind. And then he and his wife, Anahita, asked, and immediately my heart just soared. And I haven't felt that kind of life-giving energy since the last child I had. My youngest child is 14. Mm-hmm. And my soul and my spirit, and it felt as though God was speaking to me, said yes immediately, like shouted yes. Mm-hmm. And then I had to pull myself back into myself and say, okay, now you got to move based on your mind too. You have one of those too. Mm-hmm. And so I had to have conversations with my children, whose souls also soared, mm-hmm. and my mother, who, you know how close indeed. I am with my mother. Mm-hmm. And my family. And then, of course, Black Lives Matter leadership and our chapters, as well as the core team. We talked about what it would mean. And everybody was just over the moon. Sister Jam Williams, one of our core team members, this is how I knew it was right, because she started shoulder shimmying. So I was like, now that's a yes.
Oh, no, you got the shoulder shimmy. You're doing something now.
Right.
And by the way, speaking of shoulder shimmy, have you ever seen Dr. West dance?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you keep up with him?
No.
Okay.
Can you keep up with him?
No.
But his love for music and culture and people beyond his brilliance, right, is really what made the yes happen. It's his, you know, there's lots of smart people. Not all of them are righteous, mm-hmm. right? There's lots of brilliant people. Not all of them are spirit-led or, you know, followers of God. And I want to be clear also, I believe it's divine timing, because today, you know that I identify as Muslim. Mm-hmm. Today is Eid, which is the holiest day for Muslims. And Eid could have come tomorrow or it could have come yesterday, but Eid came today.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned this is the first all black ticket. I believe it's also the first ticket with a Muslim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got questions about that, as you well know, because mm-hmm. you know me. Mm-hmm. But let me just take a few minutes here. I want to make the most of our time here and move through this as swiftly as I can. There's a lot to cover in 1 hour. And, of course, you'll be doing countless interviews beyond today. So I'm going to get mine in today while I can. just take a couple minutes to tell the audience about you. Tell me about your backstory. Dr. West mentioned, of course, you're an academic. You're a professor. You've chaired the Pan-African Studies Department at Cal State LA. So you're obviously involved, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter LA. So we know something about your backstory. But tell us a bit more about Malina Abdullah. We know you got some kids. Tell me about, you know, you went to Howard. You've weaved in a few things. So tell me more about you.
Sure. Well, I mean, the long and short of it is that I am Grandma Rachel's great, 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 great granddaughter, right? Mm-hmm. The first ancestor in my family to be brought into Sabine Pass, Texas as an enslaved woman. Mm-hmm. And my middle name is Rachel after her. Mm-hmm. And so everything that I do seeks to uplift her. Seeks to uplift my mama, Linda Zeely Fowler, Ryman Blackston. She got a lot of last names.
Yes, she right? did.
I pray that I honor them, right? I start off as a daughter of God and a granddaughter of Rachel, of Grandma Mac, of Grandma Lulu, of Grandma Jessie. And that's who I seek to be. I seek to be a good mother and friend and comrade to my children. My children are 20, 17, and 14, and we are a team. My children are also co-founders of the Black Lives Matter Youth Vanguard. So especially my oldest daughter, but now my middle child as well, are organizers in their own right. Tandiwe, my 20-year-old, mm-hmm. who's at Howard University, she is probably better known for some of her work than I am. Mm-hmm. And so I just am proud, but also I feel a tremendous sense of responsibility. And I also step into this recognizing that it is not me. I'm grateful to be a spokesperson, but I also carry a movement with me. And so while my name is the name on the ticket, I also carry Baba Akili with me, mm-hmm. right? I carry many others with me. We got the permission of Baba Hank Jones, who is my other dad, right, who's one of the San Francisco 8 former Black Panther. I also carry with me the spirits of all of those on whose behalf we struggle. So today, April 10th, is the 6th angelversary of Greshario Mack, and I think it's important to say his name. He was a Black father of two who was murdered just down the street by LAPD inside the Crenshaw Baldwin Hills Mall. And so I come into this as one who seeks to abide by the will of the Most High and to do righteous work. If I have a mantra, I do have a mantra. My mantra is just do the work and live as righteously as possible. And so that's what I seek to do. And yes, I'm a mom. I'm a single mama. I'm a lover of music. I got one tattoo. My prince, I'm a prince lover.
She's a prince fan. She's a prince fan. We have that in common, obviously. Dr. West, let me bring you back into this. I'm going to weave and bob throughout this conversation. You obviously are not surprised. You knew that Dr. Abdullah identified as Muslim when you chose her to be your running mate. Is that risky in a moment like this? Dr. West, can you hear me? Technical issues. As we say, the devil is alive. We're going to get that fixed. We can't have a conversation and not hear Dr. West. Let me just ask you that question, though, Malina. Let me tweak it a bit. Dr. West chose you. Obviously, he knew you were Muslim and he chose you. What does it mean to be identified regarding your faith as Muslim, running for one of the highest offices in the land in this particular American moment?
I think it's really important and really powerful. Right. That when we talk about Islam, we talk about people who submit to the will of God. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's who I am. I'm a follower of God. Now, I know my mother is probably listening and she would want me to say also that I was raised at Greater Faith Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. So to be Muslim doesn't
That's a great church name. Greater Faith.
Greater Faith.
I
Baptist
love it.
Church.
Greater Faith. All right.
Yes. And so it's important to say that Christianity and Islam and every other faith, if you think about the core of who we are as spiritual people, we're all aligned. Mm-hmm. And so to be a Muslim doesn't mean to be not Christian, It means to be moving forward. I've chosen this particular path for myself, but people of faith all want the same thing. We want peace, we want truth, we want love, and we want justice.
Yeah. Dr. West, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, as they say? Okay, we got problems. Okay,
we got problems.
We're going to figure that out at the break, at the bottom of this hour. But thankfully, Malina Abdullah is in studio. She has been chosen, Dr. Malina Abdullah, give her props, has been chosen by Dr. West as his running mate in this campaign for the White House. And so I'm pleased again to have her in studio. Yesterday, the West Abdullah Now campaign put a statement out regarding this announcement being made today. And the statement said that the candidate, they didn't give your name, of course, that was going to happen today. They didn't identify you, but they made it clear that you were West Coast based. And they made it clear that, like Dr. West, you had never before run for elective office. I don't know if that was a preemptive strike or mm-hmm. if that is a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. I guess you will tell me. But what does it mean to have two, again, brilliant African Americans? Two brilliant professors, two committed people to love and justice, run for these two high offices, but neither of you have ever, prior to now, run for elective office. That's quite a place to start at the top, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that both of us want to disrupt the narrative that you have only two choices, mm-hmm. or want to say, you know, the world tries to tell us that we're tethered to certain ideas that we don't have to be tethered to. We can be expansive and imaginative, right? We can remember that we live in a world of abundance where people can have all of what they need and most of what they want. And so we enter this really as faithful people, since we've been talking about faith, as faithful people who are not more pragmatist than we are faithful. And so we're building a campaign where we say, you know, you should be able to have just one job and earn enough to pay your rent or your mortgage, right? We should have an educational system where education for all, and I mean all the way from preschool through grad school, should be accessible to everyone. And the kind of education that you get is liberatory, right? Mm-hmm. We can have the kind of world where we say, you know, safety comes from building strong communities, not from putting more police on trains and buses and in schools, right? And so we enter this race as people who are thinkers. That's what we're paid to do. My actual paycheck comes from teaching and thinking and writing. And Dr. West, who I know you've had the great opportunity to write with, no one is more creative and imaginative and brilliant in his writing and thinking than Dr. Cornel West.
We mentioned Black Lives Matter early. It's impossible to mention your name without connecting it to Black Lives Matter. What does it mean practically that you are now running for vice president with Dr. West? Are you stepping away from BLM? What does it mean for your work there? Are the chapters going to get political? To my knowledge, and you know more than I do, this is your lane, not mine, I don't know that BLM has ever endorsed anybody for office. What does all this mean for Black Lives Matter across the country?
So it means that we have an elevated platform. It means that I will never step away from Black Lives Matter. And I mean Black Lives Matter grassroots, mm-hmm. which is the boots on the ground
sure.
for Black Lives Matter. 33 chapters around the country. And we're bringing on 9 new chapters this year. Mm-hmm. Right. I will never step back from that. I will never step back for saying we must end state-sanctioned violence against Black people and work towards Black freedom. That said, Black Lives Matter does not endorse candidates, mm-hmm. right? So Black Lives Matter will not be endorsing me. People within Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. my prayer and hope is that they'll come with us. But the agenda, the Black Lives Matter agenda of ending state-sanctioned violence, right? Yeah. Of building a world where our children and our people can live and walk freely comes with me into this race.
Does Black Lives Matter, your affiliation with them, bring some baggage to the West Abdullah campaign? You referenced it a moment ago. There's Black Lives Matter grassroots. There's another iteration. You can explain this. We've all been reading about these lawsuits between these two organizations. We've read about issues regarding money and how money was spent. Does that baggage burden the West Abdullah campaign?
So there's one lawsuit, or was one lawsuit, mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter Grassroots, which is the boots on the ground, my side of things. We had our resources and platforms stolen by this other entity, which is comprised of highly paid consultants, not organizers. Mm-hmm. And so we sued for our resources back. Unfortunately, that lawsuit was blocked by something called an anti-slap motion. Mm-hmm. So there are no suits against our side of things. Black Lives Matter Grassroots is the authentic boots on the ground. It's what we intended to do when we birthed this movement, right? I think some people might see it as baggage, mm-hmm. but I actually see the work and the experience of organizing and the kind of authenticity of our work as being something that actually fuels this campaign. I know that as we move forward, organizing is essential. I've been organizing a long time. Yeah. So, you know, we'll bring those skill sets as well as that vision.
That's my read of this. I can be wrong, but I think I'm right about this. I think that what you bring to this ticket is an organizational backstory. You obviously have thousands of friends all across the country through this Black Lives Matter Grassroots Network. And so I think that might be advantageous for the campaign, but that's just me. A lot more ground to cover. We'll get this technical issue worked out with Dr. West. We can hear his voice, even if he's on the phone. You're going to hear Dr. West again, I promise you. As he joins Dr. Malina Abdullah, his choice for running mate for president of these United States. You are listening when we come forward to Dr. West and Dr. Abdullah on Tavis Smiley.
For all the freedom-loving folk, this is Tavis Smiley.
I feel like
smart talk for curious people just like you. You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley and Dr. Cornel West and Dr. Malina Abdullah. We have just announced, in case you've just tuned in, that Dr. West has selected his running mate for his campaign for the White House. Her name is Malina Abdullah. She is Dr. Malina Abdullah. And we were sort of laughing earlier about the fact that this is not laughing. This is serious business. This is the first all-black ticket, to my knowledge, running for the White House. Certainly the first ticket with two PhDs on it. And if that ain't enough, I was just saying to Malina, something just hit me, Dr. Abdullah. I call her Malina all the time. Now that she's a vice presidential candidate, I got to start calling her Dr. Abdullah. But I was just saying to Dr. Abdullah that I know somebody else who also went to Howard, is an AKA, is from Northern California, and just happens to be the current vice president. How funny is that?
It's striking, but that's about all that we have in common.
Yeah.
Right? Well, and then we also talked about we're both Too Short fans, allegedly. But yeah. I think that I probably can get deeper in the cuts than Kamala Harris can.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are many, many things y'all disagree on. We'll talk about some of that as we move through this hour, given the time I have left. Dr. West, I'm going to do this for the third time. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you, though, brother. It's a joy to hear you and Sister Malina.
Yeah.
It's having a wonderful conversation. I just apologize for not being able to.
No.
This is
live radio. It's technology. Sadly, sometimes things happen. We tried to work this out. Dr. West happens to be on the East Coast today. Dr. Abdullah is here on the West Coast, and we tried to work this out, but we had some sense that this story.
Oh, well, we always work. We work with what we got.
That's right. That's right.
We work with what we got.
We didn't want the story to get out before we could get on the air with it. So we just.
Well, I wanted to make sure this story came from your show.
No,
I don't care what
that.
Form or what presentation it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I appreciate that.
This is about struggle, though, brother. This is, my mind very much is on Brother Dexter Reed, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just shot 96 times in Chicago now. The kind of thing that Sister Malina's been fighting on the street, writing both scholarly works, but also going to jail.
Yeah.
But the brother shot 96 times. You see what I mean? See, that's really what serious politics is about. How do you keep the focus on the suffering, alleviating the suffering by raising our voices in such a way that we can generate some social motion to do something about it? His precious parents have tears in their eyes, and we speak to those tears. Those police must be accountable. And when we talk about the abolition of any form of oppression that gets in the way of the precious humanity and the priceless sanctity of human beings beginning on the chocolate side of town. We want to abolish police murder, abolish police brutality. We want to abolish poverty. We want to abolish homelessness. We want to abolish this greed that we're seeing organized and on Wall Street and Pentagon and Silicon Valley. Those are the things that myself and Sister Melina will be fighting for day in, day out, week in, week out. And that's where we're coming from. That's what this campaign is all about, my brother.
I'm glad you went there. Let me follow up right quick with this. Watching my time, I want to cover some more ground here. Black Lives Matter, which does not speak for Melina Abdullah, and at this point she's speaking for the campaign and not BLM. I understand that distinction. But I asked her when we couldn't hear you moments ago about whether or not any of the BLM storyline narrative might become baggage for the campaign. Let me just ask you a point blank question, given what you've just said about Brother Dexter Reed being shot 96 times. How do you square the notion of police accountability, 21st century policing that is constitutional, with the call that many have made, including those in BLM, for the abolishing of police?
Well, one, the Black Freedom Movement has always had abolition at its center. We wanted to abolish slavery. That's Sojourner the Truth, is Harriet Tubman. That's Frederick Douglass. Then we wanted to abolish Jim and Jane Crow. That's Ida B. Wells Barnett. That's W.E. Du Bois. That's NAACP at its best. Then we want to abolish predatory capitalist processes that are crushing people. That's what Huey Newton was about. That's what Erica Higgins was about. Abolition is at the center. So the question is, what are we talking about abolishing? Mm-hmm. All of us should want to abolish police murder, police brutality, abolishing the lack of accountability of police. And we want to be constructive. We want community control. We want civic oversight so that there's forms of safety in our communities, beginning with the hood. Unfortunately, policing on chocolate sides of towns in the hood too often are associated with repression and containment, and on the rich vanilla side of town, it's about protect and serve. No, we want to abolish all forms of domination that get in the way of our humanity. We want to abolish mass incarceration the way it's presently constituted. How can anybody support solitary confinement and isolation that way? Mm-hmm. We want to abolish the unfairness and the injustice, so that Mumia Abdul-Jamal, we're moving toward his birthday, so that he's able to be treated fairly and be able to go free. That's the kind of language that's necessary. And any time any person or any movement has a love of poor and working people, and especially a love of Black poor and working people, that's never a burden for me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm blessed to be working with Sister Melina.
Yeah.
She's a love warrior.
Yeah.
She's a love warrior. That ain't no burden for me. That might be a burden for the mainstream. That might be a burden for people trying to make trying to make their way in and out. No. Anybody in love with the people ain't no burden for me, my brother.
I got 2 minutes here, Dr. West. Let me ask you this, and we can continue when we come forward. What does it mean that you have chosen someone, we were talking about this earlier, who's not just a Muslim? Many people will have commentary about that in the days ahead, I am certain. But you chose someone who, like yourself, has never run for elective office, and here you are now running for president and vice president. How do you respond to those who say, why run if you've never run before?
Well, brother, Sister Melina and I have been running for justice for the last number of decades. I'm much older than she is. I ain't going to go into all that. I met her when she was a great student at Howard University with Julian Bailey and the others. So, but most of her life she's been running for justice. We need people to run for office who are already running for justice. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm running for Jesus. She's running for Allah. That's a beautiful thing. You see, I do not exist without Malcolm X. I don't exist without Muhammad Ali. I don't exist without Naima Coltrane, the first wife of John Coltrane, who was so magnificent in her own way, just like the second wife, Alice, was a Hindu. I don't exist without Yusuf Lateef. So that Melina is a Allah-loving, free Black woman, womanish, looking at the world through the lens of the doings and sufferings of Black women. I'm a Jesus-loving, free Black man. We overlap in a magnificent way. And in that regard, I think I'm very proud to be running with my dear Black womanist, Muslim, freedom fighter, love warrior, as I said before. And we're going to turn things around. I can tell you that right now. We're going to make the connection of what's going on in Gaza with what happened to Brother Dexter Reed. Why? Because we want to abolish occupation. We want to abolish domination. We want to abolish any form of racist ideology that believes that a Palestinian life doesn't have the same value as a white life or Israeli life or any other life. That's where we are coming from, my brother.
It's official. Dr. Cornel West has chosen his running mate for vice president. Her name is Dr. Malina Abdullah. More with Dr. West and Dr. Abdullah when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
From the Merck Park with love, this is Tavis Smiley. Let's get back to more of Tavis Smiley right now.
We can't cover everything in 1 hour. I wanted to spend this hour just introducing you to Dr. Malina Abdullah. They'll be doing thousands of conversations across the country in the months to come. And, of course, they'll be back on this program as often as they like, as often as they can. That said, Dr. Abdullah, what do you and Dr. West expect will be in the platform of a West Abdullah campaign?
Well, the platform is already in development, and much of what we've proposed is on the website, Cornel West 2024. And so I hope everybody will check it out. What I love most about it is that most of our planks end with the word justice, transformative justice, racial justice. We're working on a gender justice plank, environmental justice. So again, our entire platform is built on this idea of truth, love, and justice, that we can vision and build a world that is fit for our people, that is fit for future generations. And that's what we're running based on. We're running based on what we know we can have when we all work for it.
Dr. West, how does the Department of Justice look different in a West administration?
Well, one is that we're against genocide, we're against ethnic cleansing, we're against apartheid-like conditions, not just in Israel, but anywhere in the world, that we are not tied to the elite at the top, the wealthy in Latin America and Africa and Asia. We are tied to the working and poor in Latin America, Asia, and other parts of the world. And a Justice Department at home is one that begins with the policies that ensure the protection and the enhancement of the vulnerable, the protection and the enhancement of poor and working people. Now, what does that mean? That means no poverty, no homelessness. That means supporting the militant wing of the trade union movement. That means that women who are dealing with any forms of domestic violence or degradation, we have their back, as well as reproductive rights. That means that we call for reparations when it comes to black people, not just black people as citizens. We want all citizens to be free of poverty. We want free health care. We want free education. But when it comes to reparations, that's something even beyond what we want for all citizens. Why? Because we're talking about truth. We're talking about justice. So it's a comprehensive view, a vision, a lens through which we look at the world. And that's what serious justice is about, not this truncated, corrupted justice that you often see enacted coming out of the Department of Justice of either Biden or Trump. Trump is leading the country toward a second civil war. Biden's leading the world toward World War III. That's the choice you have if you're only are tied to the duopoly. That's what it comes down to. We're providing an alternative, and we're free. We're free. We don't have no looses around our backs. We ain't on nobody's plantation.
I want to talk about the choices specifically for black voters when we come forward, and we'll talk about young voters as well. BLM has done an amazing job of engaging young folk around the country. Malina Abdullah, Dr. Abdullah, brings that with her to this campaign, I suspect. Our remaining moments with Dr. Cornel West and Dr. Malina Abdullah running for president and vice president of these United States when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
Unapologetically progressive. Progressive. Unapologetically black. Black. You're tapped into Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley. Smiley.
He's rooting for everybody black.
Everybody black. Black.
More of Tavis Smiley coming your way right now.
Right now. Right now. Dr. West, I got about 4 minutes left. Let me squeeze as much as I can out of these 4 minutes. What say you specifically to African-American voters about the choice that you and Dr. Abdullah are now giving them versus Biden and Harris?
Well, Biden and Harris right now are tied to vicious forms of lies that are hiding the crimes. We just had Lloyd Austin say that there's no genocide taking place. Matthew Miller said that there's no violation of international law in Gaza. That's a lie. The same is true when it comes to Chicago on the South Side. You're going to have the police saying police didn't violate the law. No, that's a lie that hides crimes. We're tired of lies. We're tired of crime. What did our dear comedian say to 2024, Brother Taffy? Hey, this is the year of truth, man.
Yeah, Cat Williams. only Cordell West can quote Cat Williams in a car.
I love that, brother. I'm telling you. Yeah. J. Cole would say the same thing, and Erykah Badu been saying it for years. What this year is about is ripping the veil off of that which has been hiding ugly social misery and suffering. 62% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. We got black poverty, child poverty, 40%, 20-some percent for child poverty across the board. These are realities that politicians don't want to talk about. Sister Melina and I, but Lena and I focus precisely on that kind of suffering because that's where we come from. That's who we are.
The numbers indicate, for a variety of reasons, Dr. Abdullah, that young people may sit this out. They're upset about the policy in Gaza. They see two old white guys about to engage in a sequel. There's no evidence at the moment that suggests that young folk are going to be engaged in this campaign. How did the two of you change that reality?
So I think young people, and as the mother of some young people, I know that the reason that they have chosen to sit it out, if Biden and Trump are their only two choices, is because they don't see them as real choices. They are not aligned politically with those folks. What we're offering is a different choice. What we're offering is a choice that says we can move forward a vision that says we want to free Palestine. We can move forward a vision that says we want community care, not police in our communities. We can move forward a vision that says, you know, education should be free and should be quality. We can move forward something that says, you know, we're not going to roll you back so you can never afford housing, right? We're going to make sure you have what you need. And I think that's going to ignite the youth vote.
And Dr. Weston, the 60 seconds I have left, what say you to those who will opine that this ticket may pull votes away from Joe Biden and allow Donald Trump to be reelected?
No, I think Sister Melina said it with great eloquence. Namely, no politician owns a vote. We stand for what we stand for. If you go with us, then come with us and change the world. If you want to go with Trump, then go in your neo-fascist way and head towards civil war. If you want to go with Biden, head toward World War III and act as if you're on the cutting edge, but know in fact that the Democratic Party at this point is beyond redemption when it comes to poor and working people, beyond redemption when it comes to dealing with these vicious policies that we see, not just in the Middle East, but in Africa, in Haiti, in Latin America. That's what we're talking about. This is about truth. This is about justice. And in the end, Tavis, very much like what I feel about you, it's about love, brother.
It's
about love supreme, man. That's what it is. That's the bottom line.
John Coltrane, love supreme. That's the order of the day. The word is out. Let the word go forth. The Dr. Cornel West has chosen his running mate for Vice President of these United States. His name is Cornel West. Her name is Melina Abdullah, and today they have announced that I'm honored and humbled. They chose this program on which to do this, but they've announced that they are seeking the two highest offices in the land. It's giving Black America and, frankly, all of America a choice that we have not had before. We'll be talking more about it in the days, weeks, and months to come, but I thank Dr. West, I thank Dr. Abdullah for announcing this on this program. I love you both. There ain't nothing y'all can do about it. We'll talk down the road. More of Tavis Smiley when we come forward.
We love you.